Hit Breakfast with JB.
Massive show for you Friday the 11th of May, and it kicked off with me figuring out how the heck they know the favourite music that sharks have. They played every single different genre and seen what the sharks were attracted to head towards. And there was one absolute standout, and this may shock you. It was actually jazz music. Yep. Apparently sharks love jazz music, and it sounds weird at first, but then I can picture a shark swimming along to this jazzy tune. Just swimming along, having a great day. And the experts have come out and said this is probably why they're misunderstood creatures. Look, they love jazz, they can't be that mean. But honestly, for me, I think the fact that this kind of music they love is the reason that they're pissed off all the time. Then we went to the third installment of Challenge Time. JB up, I was up 2 points to nil, but Pete was looking to strike back.
I'm looking forward, I'm looking into the future, and I'm predicting a big win.
A big win, hey?
A big win. Not just a win, but a win that is a little bit bigger than usual.
Well, you must be confident, because this week it was actually a preempted challenge. So basically, how there's the tax changes, the budget changes that come in, everyone's going to save, on average, this is $10 a week, right?
Yep.
This week, of course, Mother's Day on Sunday.
Oh, is it?
It is Mother's Day.
Just kidding, Mum, if you're listening. Which she is every morning.
Of course, that's what she tells you. But so I figured we would have a challenge of $10 each.
Yeah.
We have. So the $10 to get a Mother's Day gift. And I thought from Woolworths. And the key is how you can become a victor in this one was whoever saved the most. So we had to find things on special.
This is my go-to.
I got panna di cassa fancy bread with some Devondale grated cheese. So the total cost of this was $12.75. I got it for bang on $10, saving of $2.75.
Now, so what are you going to make with that? Grilled cheese sandwiches, or is that...
Yeah, grilled cheese sandwiches.
Your specialty. You have them every week, though. What's special about Mum's Day?
Well, I'm making it for Mum this time.
He's not just, oh, there you
not
go.
Not me.
There you go, Mrs. Bell. You're finally getting some. All right, what I've got, Justin, I don't know if it's going to match your grilled cheese sandwiches, but I've got... The first item I've got is Lindt chocolate.
Oh, well, that's brilliant.
Now, this
that's over $10 already.
No. Oh, usually, no. $12.50 is now half price at $6.25.
Oh, come on
so
now.
So I've still got about $4.75 to play with
come
here.
Come on now.
And the second item I've got is a Nescafe cappuccino, which is usually at $6.59, which I wouldn't be able to afford, but I found it at $3.25. And here up, I've spent $9.54, and I've saved $9.54, Justin.
All right.
Where's my clap?
Well done. Score is 2 points to one. We'll talk to you next Friday. And I wasn't pleased about hearing about the use of goats at a golf course overseas. I can just see it happening. I'd be lining up, ready to smack one down the fairway, lining up, and in the background, suddenly... Damn it, goat! And finally, I figured that with the weekend coming ahead, we've got Mother's Day. I gave the chance for my very own mother to share an embarrassing story about me.
Your brother was in the toilet having a poop, and you wanted to go in and talk to him, and he wouldn't let you in, so you went outside and cut the screen and put the hose in and flooded the three-week-old brand-new house.
That was your Friday show for the 11th of May 2018. Back Monday morning from 5 a.m. on Hit 102.5.
Hit Breakfast with JB.